AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republican leaders hope the Senate will pass the health care bill this week, but some members of their own party are balking. A new congressional report finds that the GOP bill would cut the federal deficit by billions, but leave 22 million more Americans uninsured over the next few years compared to Obamacare. Our Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar in Washington looks at how Medicaid would take a hit under this bill.
Under the Obama legislation, it's been expanded in 31 states to cover more low-income adults. And the Republican approach would phase down the generous federal financing that Obama provided for the expansion.
The Supreme Court will hold a full hearing on President Trump's travel ban in October, but in the meantime, it will allow the government to ban travelers from six mostly Muslim nations if they don't have a link to somebody or some organization in this country. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
The president was honored by the 9-0 decision that allows him to use an important tool to protect our nation's homeland.
But Hawaii's Attorney General Doug Chin sees things differently.
What has happened has created a chilling effect. It's created uncertainty in the United States as far as who's going to be allowed to come into the country.
Somebody using a torch to burn weeds started the nation's largest wildfire, say authorities in Utah. The fire near the Bryan Head Ski Resort has forced more than 1,500 people from their homes. Fire spokeswoman Jesse Bender.
We're at just over 43,000 acres for the total size. We have about 1,100 people who are assigned to the fire.
The White House is warning Syrian President Assad against another chemical attack against his own people, saying it has potential evidence Syria is preparing for another attack. This is AP Radio News. The stage is set for Bill Cosby's next legal challenge.
A hearing is scheduled for today to set a trial date in a lawsuit accusing Bill Cosby of sexually assaulting a teenager at the Playboy Mansion more than 40 years ago. She accuses him of forcing her to perform a sex act on him in a bedroom at the mansion when she was 15 years old. The hearing comes less than 2 weeks after a Pennsylvania jury deadlocked on criminal charges against Cosby. A mistrial was declared June the 17th on charges that he drugged and molested former Temple University director of women's basketball at a suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. The Pennsylvania prosecutors vowed to retry him. I'm Shirley Smith.
Gasoline is $2.25 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA, which says gas prices are hovering at a low for the year, heading into the July 4th weekend, when millions of Americans will be traveling, most of them by car. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.